as we reviewed Louis Vuitton Cup semi-finals and looked ahead to the final of the Louis Vuitton Cup, the first here in Europe. We find today that Chris Dixon has resigned as CEO of BMW Oracle, based on what we know of why he got off the boat as skipper. What's your hunch? Do you think he was pushed or did he walk?
It's a tricky one, isn't it? Because on the one hand, we understand that actually there was a lot of bad feeling in the team, both on the water and some of the ways that the team was run. There's been rumblings about it going on for a long, long time. So it won't have been a surprise for him not to have been on the boat for the last race. Some people expected him to be taken off earlier than that. And so they won't be surprised to find that he's no longer part of the team. On the other hand, I suppose you could say, well, he was the big man, he was the CEO, he was the skipper, he was the helmsman, and it was a spectacular crisis for them and a defeat on a huge scale. And when things like that happen, then big heads roll. My hunch, I think the team had actually outlived him.
And so in the end, it was from Larry Ellison, thank you, but no thank you, but Chris, at least given the dignity to resign.
Yes, I think so. I think one of the things that sticks in my mind from the last cup was that when there was a big shake-up in the last cup in Auckland, Larry Ellison was asked what was going on and what he planned to do, because there was a big shake-up then. And he said words to the effect of, you know, it's like any other sporting competition. When you don't deliver the goods, you've got to change things around. And I think that's what he's done. He's reserved his right to change things around. It started off with taking Dixon off the boat. It's now ended up with taking him out of the company.